Okay, it's 6 o'clock, and we are on Ches Amid Beis by the word Gufa, which you see Taisus Melamed, go across, come down, 4 lines, and there's 2 dots, and it's Gufa. I noticed something, and that is that since we learn on phone, we've been going faster than we went when we were face to face. Probably part of the reason is that there are less questions, but I just wonder if it's going too fast. I should slow down. I'm going to try to slow down. And again, if I go too fast, people should slow me down, because the purpose is that everybody should understand it, not that we should cover ground. So, again, people should feel free to ask questions, number one. And number two, if I don't explain something well enough, I don't mind going back and explaining it again. Gufa. Okay, Gufa. We learned, Rabbi Yaimer, V'lokach u'lekacha. It could have said, V'lokach, and it says, V'lokcha. V'yibeim v'yibma. It could have said, by the way, the word was l'kacha. It says l'kacha. And v'yibeim, it could have said v'yibeim, and it says v'yibma. So lesser tzaras v'arayas. So we learned that it comes to aser tzaras. We explained before, tzaras v'arayas means tzaras shel arayas. Right? Arayas we would know because it's harasei sheyesh b'karas. I'm sorry, it's alay sesei sheyesh b'karas. But it comes to tell me that a person can't do yibum to a tzara. Do you see the word tzaras in this pasuk? Where in this pasuk of a lukacha, the yibma, do you see anything about a tzaras erva? It's talking about the mitzvah of yibum. It says, take the woman and be miyabim her. So there are 2 extra hays. Granted, there are 2 extra hays. But where in the world is there any reference that this should be going on a tzaras erva? Number one. Beyond, second question, is Tzaras Melitzra Nafka? Didn't we have a pasuk for Tzaras? Why is Rebbe not use the pasuk we had back on Dav Gimel Amid Beis that we've been operating with these last 5 blots, that Tzaras are derived from the fact that it says, V'isha l'chaisa, l'istikach litzrayr. Litzrayr told us Tzaras. So why is Rebbe not use that pasuk? So the Gemara, interestingly enough, answers the second question first. And then goes back to the first question. So the Gemara Tzaras, Litzroir, Mapik Le Rebbe L'Gdib Shimon. Litzroir, Rebbe uses for a different drasha, which is said by Reb Shimon elsewhere. Rebbe agrees to Reb Shimon. Therefore, Litzroir is not teaching me Tzaras. We will see what Reb Shimon is in a second. And the first question he's going to answer in a moment. What is this Reb Shimon's halacha? So I'm going to speak it out outside, and then we're going to do it inside. In Rashi, 3 brothers, 2 of them married to 2 sisters, or 2 of them married to a mother and her daughter. Makes no difference, right? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon married 2 sisters. Perfectly legal. Reuven and Shimon married a mother and a daughter. Perfectly legal. They both die. They both die without children. Levi now has a mitzvah of Yibum to 2 separate sisters, right? Or to a mother and her daughter. What does he do? Now, if he would be married to one of them, the other one would be putter from Chalitza and Yibum. But he's not married to any of them. They're both waiting for Yibum. They are sisters. He cannot be Miyabim either, both of them. He can be Miyabim one, but he can't be Miyabim the other. But the problem is, they're each zakuk to him. They each have a bind to him. Each one is the one waiting for Yibum. So if he takes one, he's marrying a sister of a woman who's partially bound to him. She's not his wife's sister because he's not married to either, but they're both waiting for Yibum, and the Torah made a bond, which we call Zika. The Torah made a bond between the 2 women and him. And if he takes one of them, he's marrying the sister of the one he's bound to. And if he takes the other one, it's a sister of the one he's bound to. So the Rabbanan say, he should do Chalitza. He should do Chalitza and not Yibum. Now, this is a rabbinic halacha, because basically, biblically, he's not married to either of the two. He could do Yibum to one, and the other one would go free because she's his wife's sister. But since he's marrying, by doing Yibum to one, he's taking the sister of the one bound to him. So the Rabbanon came along and said, we don't want Yibum, we'd rather him do Chalitza. And he gives Chalitza to both. He gives Chalitza to one, and he gives Chalitza to the other. Again, If he would do Yibum to one, the other would go free, because it's his wife's sister. But we don't want him doing Yibum to one, because he's bound to the other one. So it's the sister of the lady he is bound to. And we don't want a person doing Yibum to someone who's related to the woman he's bound to. So therefore, he can't do Yibum to Reuven's wife, because she's Shimon's wife's sister, and Shimon's wife is bound to him. He can't do Yibum to Shimon's wife, because she's Reuven's wife's sister, who's bound to him. So the Rabbanon said, biblically speaking, would not be a problem. Came along to Rabbanon and said, we don't want Yibum here. It's called Achois Zikukasai, the sister of the woman bound to him. We treat it somewhat like a wife's sister, not biblically, but rabbinically. And therefore, we say, do chalitza and not yibum. That is the Rabbanan's opinion. Reb Shimon says, no, that since they're both bound to him, neither gets chalitza nor yibum. And he learns it out from the word litzrar. V'isha l'achoysa v'sikach litzrar. L'galas avasa aleha. Remember, aleha told us we're talking about yibum. And the pasuk is saying that if the two sisters became tsaris, meaning they're vying for the same husband. They're waiting for the same husband. How are they waiting for the same husband? They both fell Yibum. So the Torah says, Loisikach, do not do Yibum. Do not do Yibum in a case of Litzrar. Do not do Yibum in a case when the two sisters are vying for the same husband. They are tsaris to each other. They're competitors. They are competing to be the one that the person is Miyabim. So the Torah biblically said that when two sisters, or a mother and a daughter, any Ervis, are vying for the same husband, they each are zakuk to him, they each have a bond to him, they each have a right to him, but they're two sisters, the Torah says, no mitzvah of Yibum. That's what Litzrar teaches me. V'isha l'choysa v'sikach Litzrar. Besides the issue of marrying a woman and her sister, it's also saying when the two sisters have a legal right to vie for him because they're both zakuk to him, don't take either of the two. Biblically, no chalitza, no yibum, and no chalitza. Remember we said, when there's no yibum, there's no chalitza biblically. When do we give chalitza without yibum? When it's rabbinic. But when it's biblical, you do chalitza, no yibum, no chalitza. And the Torah said, when they're vying for the same husband, when they're legally vying for the same husband, because they both have this bond called Zika, the Torah wrote the word litzrar to tell me that when they're both going for the same husband, neither has yibum or chalitza. They each potter the other one, even though he's not married to any of them, but he has Zika to both. And the Torah said, since they're both vying for the same husband, they both have Zika, they cancel each other out, no mitzvah of Yibum, no mitzvah of Chalitza. And that Reb Shimon learns out from Litzrar. Rebbe uses Litzrar the same way Reb Shimon does. That's what we're saying. Rebbe is using Litzrar the same way that Reb Shimon does. Rashi. Look at Reb Shimon. The Perik Dalet Achim. Gimu Achim, three brothers, Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achyas. Two of them married to two sisters, Aisho Bita, or two of them married to a mom and a daughter. Umesun, they died. V'naftu l'vnei ashlishi, and they fell l'yibum in front of brother number three. So the Rabbanan say, Hara'elu chaltzais v'loi misyavmais. They both get chalitza, but he shouldn't do yibum. Why? V'sheshtehen zekukaslai, they're both bound to him. B'kidushay, Ankhiv Mushtayakov, from the Kedushin of his two sisters, from the marriage of his two sisters. The Zika have a kiktsas Kedushin. This is rabbinic. Zika is like partial Kedushin. The Rabbanans say, listen, these are not two strange women. These are women that are bound. When you're doing Yibum to one, you're marrying the sister of the woman bound to you. It's similar, rabbinically, to marrying your wife's sister. We view each one as a partial wife. She's not really a partial wife. But the Zika makes her as if she's a partial wife. So by being Miyabim one, you're being Miyabim the sister of your quote-unquote partial wife. Right. You're marrying the sister of the one bound to you while she's still alive. And we're treating that bond as a wife. Now again, it's not a wife. It's a bond. But it's enough to the Rabbanon should say, we don't like Yibam here. It looks like, it seems like a wife's sister, because there is a bond between both of these ladies to the man. This is not strong enough to be considered like a wife's sister, to be potter without anything, because it's not a wife's sister. None of them are married to him. None of them are married to him. So since none of them are married to him, right, since none of them are married to him, it's so biblically he can do Yibum to either one of the two. There's nothing wrong. He's not married to any of them. It's not his wife's sister. But if you look at it from the Rabbanon's perspective, they say it seems like a wife's sister. There's something going on here. Not biblically, but the Rabbanon are worried about letting Yibum. So they say, no Yibum, but yes Chalitza. Because Midaraisa, because biblically he has to do Chalitza. They're not going to remove the obligation of Chalitza. But Tanya Bebraisa, that's what the Mishnah says later on in Dav Chav Chesam and Beis. But Tanya Bebraisa, Reb Shimon Paiter Mishteyan, Mina Chalitza Mina Yibum. Reb Shimon says, no Chalitza, no Yibum. Now why? He's not married to any of them. But Yol of Taim Ami Litzrar, he learns it out from Litzrar. B'shar Shinasu Tzarezu Lezu, when they become competitors, Kigan Halcha, the Nasu Achdus Tzarezu Lezu B'Zika, they became competitors through Zika. They were both bound to the same man, and therefore they're quote-unquote competitors for him. Now, they're not really married to him, but the Torah made a Zika. The Torah created this competitiveness between the two women for him. That is, the Torah said, that's a mitzvah of the Torah. To Reb Shimon, the Torah is saying, that's enough. Litzrar is saying, it's Xeris HaKosov, that even though he's not married to either of the two, but this bond created by the mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza creates it as if he's partially married to both of the two, biblically, and therefore, Kigan Hacha, the Nasu Akhti Sara Zulu Zubazika, Layhela Lakuchana Filabachas, ma'am, you cannot marry either one of the two. Which means that there's no mitzvah of Chalitza and there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Derived from the word Litzrar. Laysikach Litzrar. Do not marry them even if there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Because remember it says Allah on that pasuk. Even though they're only Tzaras Bezika. They're not really, you're not married to any of them. But both have Zika. Reb Shimon views that Zika as a biblical bond, quote unquote, like a partial marriage. And if you marry any one of the two, you are marrying your partial wife's sister. And that's biblically prohibited, according to Reb Shimon. And therefore there's no mitzvah Chalitza, nor Yibum. Because you cannot do Yibum, you cannot do Chalitza. You don't have to do Chalitza, biblically. Whereas Rabbanan learned biblically nothing's going on here. Yes, there's a mitzvah of Zika, but that does not create any relationship that is erva at all. But rabbinically, since there is Zika, the Rabbanan stepped in and said, we don't want Yibum. Do Chalitza because you are biblically obligated. But the Rabbanan don't allow to do Yibum. I hope I explained myself well enough. So that's what Rebbe does with the pasuk of Litzrar. But now we have the second question. Where did we see in the word lakacha and yibma that it's anything to do with tsaras? Rebbe learns from the extra hay of lakacha and yibma that tsaras are asar. You see tsaras mentioned in this pasuk? Zakti Gemara, yes. Tsara hachaksivi. Yes, tsara is written here. Hachi kamar. Im kem le makra v'lakach. My ulakacha. The Torah could have written v'lakach. He should take the woman. Why does it say ulakacha? Take her? To tell me as follows. Kalhecha the ikatre lakuchen. Whenever he has a choice of two women, meaning his brother was married to two women. Diboy nasavhai, biboy nasavhai. He has a choice of either of the two. They're both permissible to him. So the Torah says, ulakacha, take one of the two. Meaning, you have an option of one of two. And the Torah is saying, take her. Only take one. Means really, you had an option of two. And the Torah says, we want you to take one of the two. That's ulakacha. Take her, right? meaning you could have taken each one, take one. But, so, Bibai Nasavai, Bai Nasavai, Sharya. Then you can take any one. Bilai, but if two fall the Yibum, and one is impossible, one is an Erva, so then the Torah is saying, no, there is no mitzvah of Yibum. That's called Sara. Tavayu Asurim. Because the Torah says, take her. Meaning, there's two, and the Torah is saying, take one. But if you can't take both, then the Torah is not saying, do Yibum. Because if there's only one, the Torah wouldn't have written, l'kacha, take her, take the woman. Your brother, why? He left a wife. Take her. L'kacha, l'kacha, take. Why does it have to say, take her? To say, you have an option of two, take one. But if you don't have an option of two, because one is Aser, then you can't take either one. That is the drasha that Rebbe makes, that Aser's Tsaras Erva. Because the Torah said, L'kacha, that means you had an option of two, and the Torah says, take either one. But if you don't have the option of two, because one is an Erva, don't take either one. That's how Rebbe darshens the pasuk. Rashi. Imkain, the Haiva L'kacha L'gufa Yodasa, the kach is coming just to say du yibum. Name a krav at lokach. My ulakacha. The mashma deshtayim naflu loy meyachav. Two wives fell. Yam rachmana lakacha laachas uloy lishtayim. Take one and not two. Now, to tell me not to be meyabim both, we have another pasuk. We're going to learn it from another pasuk. So why did the Torah have to say over here, take one? We know you only do yibum to one from a different pasuk. So why did the Torah say take one? To tell me as follows, Ikarina l'kocha b'chol chadiminayu, if you have the option to take either one, sharyan, then you can take either one, kochadiminayu, each one. Biloi, karina l'kocha b'chol chadiminayu. Biloi, karina l'kocha b'chol chadiminayu. And if you can't take either one, kikon cha'akas erva, tavayu asirun. They're both asir. So now, so the source of tzara according to Rebbe is the extra heyu l'kocha. The Torah is telling me, we know Yibum was only by one wife. We learned that out from a different pasuk. So why did the Torah take her? That means the Torah is trying to tell me, you have an option of two, take either one. But if one of them is not an option, because of an erva, you can't take either one. That's the source that Sarah is Aser. Zakrashi v'tzara Sarah Seyan. So where do you learn Tzara Tzara? The Chaira, that tells me Tzara. How do we expand it to Tzara Tzara? Now, Litzroer expanded it because of extra Reish, right? So we said Lotzor is Tzara, Litzroer is Tzara Tzara. But where do we see Tzara Tzara according to Rebbe? Zakdrashi Mahacha Navka. The Mishinavlu loy Tzara Tzareva Mahacha Berishin. Benitcha Tzareva Mimenu. I think it's supposed to say Benitcha Tzara Mimenu. I think that's what they change it on the side. Let me take a look. Or it means, they just say, the Erva pushed away the Tzara. Nesra Olav Eilamas Mishamei Shesach. So the Tzara becomes his brother's wife without a heter of Yibum. Ukshenisyab Malachim Hasheini. So then when another brother does Yibum, Beloy Isha Cheres, and he had a different wife, Umeis, and then he died. The Chazir Benavul was Nezer, and now she fell the Yibum in front of this person. Like Karina Bebezu Shenesser Ala Belokha, he has no option to marry the Tzara. Hilchavayu Asurim Bechelaylam. So Rashi says, according to Rebbe, Tzara Tzara becomes logical. Because since he can't marry the Tzara, she becomes a brother's wife without a heter. Now, when she falls the second time, Leibum, she's still a brother's wife without a heter from the first time. And therefore, her tzara is a tzara's erva, and so on it goes. So this is the source, according to Rebbe, that you can't do Yibum by tzara's erva. Back to the Gemara. V'yibma, b'makam Yibum odasir tzara, shalai b'makam Yibum shar yitzara. That when is tzara aser? When she's a brother's wife. But if not, again, Tzara is not Aser. We've mentioned this number of times. Tzara's Erva is not an intrinsic Erva. It's only when it's a brother's wife. Ulekacha, which tells me you can only marry one when both are eligible, that Tzara's Erva is Aser, is V'yibma, in a place of Yibum, in a place when she's a brother's wife. But when there's no brother's wife, there is no Iser called Tzara's Erva. Fine. So that's Rebbe's drasha. We explained Rebbe, and we explained why Rebbe did not learn it from where the Rabbana learned it. Because he used Litzroy for something else. So we explained Rebbe's drasha, and we also explained why he didn't agree to the Rabbanan's drasha. Frakti Gemara of Rabbanan, Hayu Lekacha Mayim Abdilei. The Rabbanan are left with two extra hays. Lekacha V'yibma. Could have said V'lokach V'yibem. Why does it say Lekacha V'yibma? And they don't need it for Tzara, because they learned Tzara from Litzrar. They didn't agree with Reb Shimon about Litzrar. So why, what do they do with the two extra hays? Zakti Gemara Mibayel Lehulik Reb Yaisi Bechanina. They need it for Reb Yaisi Bechanina's rule. Dam Reb Yaisi Bechanina. Ulekacha Melamed Shemegar Shemeget Umachzira. That she becomes a regular wife. Let me explain. Reuven dies without children. Shimon does Yibum. Then Shimon decides to divorce her. Does he need to give Chalitza? Had he not done Yibum, he would have done Chalitza. He did Yibum. But then, a year later, he wants to get rid of her. So, the title Lekacha, that once he takes her, she becomes a regular wife. And he treats her like a regular wife, that the way he gets rid of her is through get. The way he breaks the marriage is he doesn't need chalitza anymore. Had he not done Yibum, he would have done chalitza. Once he did Yibum, the Torah says she becomes his wife totally. Ulekacha. He took her as a wife. She now becomes a wife that if a person wants to break up the marriage, he would do it like he does it to a regular wife. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, what if he wants to remarry her? You could say, well, listen, it's your brother's wife. You had Heter of Yibum, but that's over and done with. You divorced her. Zaktatayro Lekacha, you can take her a second time. Once she's your wife, she becomes a regular wife. No more Aser as a brother's wife. And you can remarry her also. Even at that point, it's no Mitzvah of Yibum anymore. You did the Mitzvah of Yibum. You got angry at her, and you gave her a get. Now you want to remarry her. You could see, well, listen, it's your brother's wife. The Torah gave a Heter of Yibum. You used the Heter of Yibum. You divorced her. There's no Heter of Yibum anymore. Maybe you can't remarry her. Zavdetayra Lekacha. She becomes your complete wife. Melamed, Shemigarsha Beget Umachzira. You can divorce her with a get. She no longer needs Chalitza. Number two, you can take her back. Because once the Torah allowed you to do Yibum and you did Yibum, it's no longer the Erev of Eishes Ach ever. Meaning, she becomes your regular wife. Treat her like a regular wife. A regular wife can be divorced and remarried. She can be divorced and remarried. No Chalitza necessary. And remarriage is allowed. Zok Rashi. Yes.
Why is the first part Kiddush? What's the Havamina that you would think that he could not divorce her? Why is that a Kiddush?
No, he could divorce her, but maybe he needs Chalitza for divorce. Because since this woman, had she not had Yibum, the way to break the relationship would have been Chalitza. So maybe he marries her. If he wants to get rid of her, he goes through the chalitza process. Maybe that's the way to break... I'm sorry?
Why would we think that? If he was never married, why would that be the Havamina, that after a regular marriage, chalitza would be the way to break a regular...
It's not a regular marriage. Because it's not a regular marriage. It's a brother's wife marriage. And the Torah had prescribed... The Torah had prescribed chalitza as breaking the relationship. Maybe he would need both, a get and chalitza. He would have to get rid of his marriage and of his brother's marriage through chalitza. You could see that maybe he needs both.
Maybe chalitza would still be in effect after he did Yibum.
Exactly.
That would still be the only way of disconnecting himself from her, even though he had actually taken her.
Exactly. That would be the Havamina. So comes along to Lekacha.
He never would.
But it's not true at the end of the day. At the end of the day, he doesn't need chalitza. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. That once he takes her, it's over. It's Yibum. It's his wife. No longer treated anyway like his brother's wife. It's over. He can marry her. He can stay married to her and divorce her and take her back. Meaning we don't view her anymore as an erva. That's over. Once he did Yibum, it became totally permissible to him.
So this is essentially saying, because he would have to get a divorce, he wouldn't have to do chulitza. So this is saying that even though he wasn't under a chuppah with her,
correct,
that this is now some sort of a standardized marriage.
Correct.
Everything else is
correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So you learn both things out from the single hay from the kacha.
Right. Right.
Because okay, like two things out from the single hay.
It's not, it's because it's the same thing. Lekacha means take her as a wife. She becomes your total wife. That's what it means.
So, does that mean that it's called like her every time?
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
That's probably stuff. She remains in heaven forever?
If he gives her chalitza, he can't marry her, correct. I think that's what you said. Again, she's your brother's wife. The guy died. She's his brother's wife. The Torah gave him a choice. Now, you could look at the choice a different way than it's true. You could say, the choice is, you can live with her. She's brother's wife. You can marry her. But she's still your brother's wife. And the minute you want to get rid of her, we treat her like a brother's wife. You need chalitza. And you can never remarry her. All part of the same package. It's your brother's wife. And without a mitzvah of Yibum. She did it already. Comes along the Torah and says, no, you marry her, it's your wife. And if it's your wife, we treat her like your wife. Forget about the fact that she was your brother's wife. Halachically speaking, the minute you do Yibum, she's your wife. Nothing to do with your brother's wife. Rashi. Melamed shemegayr shemeget to mazira. La'achar shenasa nasas ki ishtay. After he married her, comes like his wife. She doesn't need chalitza. And if he wants to take her back, he's allowed to. But we don't say mitzvah rami rachman alei. The Torah made a mitzvah. But of day he did it. And now that he finished, he did it. Now it's your brother's wife without the mitzvah of Yibum. Because you accomplished the mitzvah of Yibum the minute you live with her the first time. Now, obviously, the Torah is not telling you to live with a woman one time and then dispose of her. So the Torah is saying, live with her and stay married to her. But now you divorced her. So now you want to take back your brother's wife, and there's no mitzvah. The Torah says this marriage becomes a complete marriage for all purposes. That's what Rabbanon used the word, ulekacha. What's the yibma? What does the yibma do? Zok the Gemara, the yibma balkarcha. And this is a halacha that everybody agrees to. And we'll see in a minute how Rebbe knows these halachas. Yibma means you can do yibum against her will. A woman does not have to agree to yibum. The husband's brother can say, I am doing yibum whether you like it or not. And even, this is not politically correct, but even if he would force himself on her, it would be a yibum. She would be married to him. Let me try to explain this. I'm going to try to explain this, and again, excuse me if it's not politically correct, but let me try to explain this. A woman has to agree to marriage. No one can marry a woman against her will. It's not a marriage. Unlike divorce, where biblically a person can divorce his wife against her will, a person can never marry a woman unless she agrees. But if she marries a man, she's his wife, right? And now, the guy died without children. The Torah said, this woman is bound to her brother-in-law. Whether she likes it or not, the Torah said, since her husband died without children, there's a bond to her brother-in-law. It's up to the brother-in-law to decide whether he wants to marry her or do chalitza. She no longer has a choice now. She can go to Bezin, and Bezin can get involved and tell the guy, no, you cannot do yibum, you have to do chalitza. But on her own, she has no rights, because she is considered, quote-unquote, bound to him without her ability to get out of it. She has no ability to get out of it unless he chooses that option. And therefore, even if he would force himself on her, she would become his wife. She would be married to him. Now, if she has a good, legitimate claim, she goes to Bezin and prevents that from happening. right? She goes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, there's no way I can marry this guy, and Bezdin would get involved. We had that before. That ain't chaisim and Isa. We listen to her. We help her. But if she didn't go to Bezdin, the bottom line is, he doesn't need her agreement to do Yibum. And we learned that out from the Hay, V'yibma Balkarcha. It can be done against her will, and she becomes his wife. Because she was bound to him by the Torah. Just like a woman can't walk out of a marriage, the husband has to divorce her. A woman can't walk out of the Zika, the Yabam has to release her by letting her do Chalitza. And if he doesn't, she's bound to him. And that means that he can theoretically force himself on her, and she would be married to him. Rashi, Balkarcha, Shimba Le Yabam Afilu Balkarcha. If the Yabam would live with her even against her will, Kana, he would acquire her. The Yarsha, and he would inherit her if she dies. Umatamela, and if he was a Kayan, he would be able to be Matamit to her. Ulukhol Dabri Ishtabachbiya. She becomes his wife for everything. Meaning, Yibum is an acquisition through living with the woman. That's how Yibum is done biblically. We will see later on that the Rabbanan changed the process. But biblically speaking, Yibum means the husband's brother lives with her. That's what makes him his wife. That's what transfers him from the brother to him, living with her. Now, since she's bound to him, she no longer has the option of refusal that she would have had by a regular marriage. And therefore, that's what the Torah is revealing to me. The Yibma, that it's not her option to refuse. Now again, we give her a right to go to Bezin to avoid this. But if she didn't go to Bezin, she's basically stuck. Frek the Gemara, the Rebbe, the Rebbe Yaisi Bechanina, how does he know these things? So the Gemara says, Rebbe, the Rebbe Yaisi Bechanina Meleisha Navka. From the fact it says, Lekacha Loi Leisha. He doesn't learn it from the Lekacha. He says, the word Leisha says she becomes his regular wife. And he can divorce her with a get and take her back. Right? Again, he takes her back only with her will. It's a regular marriage. And Alkarka mi Yavama Yavi Allah Navka. He learns Alkarka from a different pasuk, from Yavama Yavi Allah. And therefore, he doesn't need the Yibma for that pasuk. He doesn't need the Yibma for that pasuk. Rashi. Rashi. The Akhadir speaks out that Rabbanan learned out Lekacha that it's good enough for a get. And Leisha, he can take her back. And Rebbe learns both out of Leisha. And therefore, Lekacha is extra for Tzaris. Fine. So we answered what each one do with each other's pasuk. Frek the Gemara of a Rebbe, Hi Aleha, my Avidloi. What does Rebbe do with the pasuk of Aleha? We use the pasuk of Aleha to Asur Yibum by a wife's sister. Right? And to Asur Tzara. Right? But by Yibum. But according to Rebbe, we don't need the pasuk of Aleha for that. So why did the Torah write Aleha by a wife's sister? The Torah could have left the word out. It's an extra word. Why do we need the word Aleha? We use the word Aleha to tell me that a Tzara is Aser only in a place of Yibum. But according to Rebbe, this has nothing to do with Yibum. It has nothing to do with Tzara. So why did the Torah write the word Aleha? Zok the Gemara. Mibayalei l'gdetanya. Rebbe uses it for the following halacha. Okay, now we're getting off the subject of Yibum totally. And we're going to show you what Rebbe uses Aleha for. We have a rule that a person brings a chatas when he transgresses an avera, that had he done it deliberately, he'd be chayiv karas. If he does it by mistake, he brings a chatas. This is the rule in the Torah. Anytime a person's chayiv karas b'mezin, the shaygig is a chatas. Where does that come from? What is the source that karbonos chatas? The Torah says a person transgresses a sin, he brings a chatas. We paskin, it's not any sin, only a sin that had he done it deliberately would be karas. How do you know that? Maybe even if he wouldn't get karas, there's a chiyav chatas. Where do we learn out that when the Torah said sin in regard to chatas, the Torah meant a sin that deliberately has karas, b'shoigig gets chatos. Where do we see that connection from? Zok the Gemara like the Tanya. Ein chayav embezen. Now, there's a carbon embezen, paskin's wrong. We had it all the way back in Masechtas Urias, that if bezen paskin's wrong, and most of the tibur does the aveira, they have to bring a carbon. El al davish is dayna karas. The only time bezen brings that carbon is when the mezid is karas, then shugigas echatas. Then we say that the shaygig would be that bezen brings a chatas. Rashi, ein chayav im bezen, lahavi par al helm dover. Bezen does not bring a par on if they made a mistake in psak and most of the tibur did the avera. Only if the thing is mezid karas. And b'shaygig, it brings a chatas only when it's b'mezid karas. V'chein ha-Mashiach. Right? If a kain gadol paskin's wrong, there's a carbon for him to bring. Also only done if the avera would b'mezid have karas. If the avera would not carry the penalty of karas with it, then there would be no chatas. V'loy ba'avaydis k'chavim. This is in this last week's parsha. If Klal Yisrael sins in Aveda Zara, either as a tzibur. It says they bring a par la'ayla and a sar l'chatas. El al-davar shechayavim azdoi nekaras v'shigigas l'chatas. You know, there are certain things in Aveda Zara that if a person does deliberately, he's not chayav karas. For instance, he hugs the Aveda Zara. He kisses the Aveda Zara. That's not chayav karas. One is only chayav karas when they bow down, shecht, offer poor libations. But if a person kisses and hugs and cleans and sweeps, it's aser, but it's no karas. So when is a person being a carbon if he did it b'shagig? On something that b'mezid is karas. Then, shigigas echatas. Rashi, v'loy ba'avaydes kuchavim, ein chayavim tzibur, lahavi par la'oyel v'sar l'chatas, el al-davar shechayavim azdoi nekaras ha-shigigas echatas. Because yibuach, shechting, v'kitor, offering, v'nisuch, pouring, v'shtachava, bowing. Ava mechabek, hugging, u'menashek lo'y. V'hach drashim al-le'a nafka. This is going to drive from al-le'a, because the mefarish v'azu, as the Gemara will explain. U'tzinah nami. And we have another Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shebetayra. Any mitzvah. Shechayavim mazdai nekaris. Va'ashigigas echatas. Any mitzvah in the Torah that yechayiv on his mezit karis and on shaygig chatas. Yachid mevi kisba isira. A yachid's carbon is either a lamb or a female goat. Nasi mevi sawyer. A king on the same avera would bring a sawyer, a male goat. Mashiach u'bezen, if they paskin wrong, and the tzibur did according to them, mevi'im par. That's the carbon of choice. U'b'avaydes kechavim, if this is about avaydes zara, yachid nasi mashiach mevi'im sira, a individual or king or kain gadol who does avaydes zara, brings the same carbon, unlike a regular Avera, where a Nasi is treated different. A Nasi means a king. And a Kain Gadol is treated differently. Over here, they're treated the same, they bring a female goat. And Tzibur Mevin Par La'ayla, Besar La'chatas. That's the halacha. But throughout, we find the same concept. When do you bring a chatas? When it's karas. Meno hanimili. What's the source that chatas is dependent on karas? Where do we see that chatas is depending on karas? That's what we're driving at. We will continue today's Rosh Chodesh. We will continue Merch Hashem tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful Chodesh.